Welcome back. This is day 8 of your Cardinal Point leadership journey. Today we'll talk about a quality that quietly sits at the heart of every exceptional leader. Resilience. It's that inner capacity to meet setbacks head on, to adapt with grace, and to grow stronger, not in spite of adversity but because of it. Pause, take a moment now, take a deep breath. Settle in and let this be your space for real reflection. This isn't just about the times you've triumphed. It's about those moments you've stumbled, felt pressure, or questioned if you had the stamina to keep leading. Pause. Nelson Mandela said, "Do not judge me by my successes, judge me by how many times I fell down and got back up again." Let that settle in. Leadership isn't about avoiding difficulty. It's about how you get back up, how you learn, adapt, and stay grounded even when the ground seems to shift beneath you. Pause. Think back to a recent challenge or setback. Maybe a project that went sideways, a tough decision that weighed on you, or a period when you felt burned out. How did you respond? What did you discover about yourself in that moment? Pause. Let's clear up a common misconception. Resilience isn't about never feeling stress or pretending nothing bothers you. It's about seeing adversity for what it is, information, not identity. When life knocks you off course, resilience allows you to pause, breathe, and choose your next step thoughtfully, instead of reacting on autopilot. Pause. Here's where psychology and brain science come together. When you face a threat, criticism, uncertainty, a high-pressure moment, your brain's limbic system lights up. You get flooded with cortisol, and your perspective narrows. Your instincts urge you to fight, flee, or freeze. But here's the real opportunity. Every time you pause, take a slow breath, and notice what's happening before you act, you begin to retrain your brain. You're literally wiring yourself for greater resilience. Pause. Most of us have days when pressure makes us reactive. Maybe short-tempered, maybe withdrawn, maybe distracted. That's normal. But resilient leaders notice these signals and choose to steer back to their core values, even in the toughest moments. So, what does that pause look like for you? Is it a quiet breath before responding to a difficult question? A gentle reminder not to take criticism personally? Or maybe a quick walk outside, or a check-in with a trusted colleague? Pause. If resilience ran on a spectrum, where would you find yourself today? Are you someone who gets rattled and takes time to recover? Are you able to bounce back quickly, learning and adapting? Or do you sometimes mask stress so well that nobody around you realizes what you're carrying? Just notice, without judgment, where you land. Pause. Now, let's dig deeper. Your style of resilience isn't random. It's shaped by your wiring, your experiences, and even your DISC profile. Let me paint a picture of what this looks like for each style. If you lead with dominance, or D-style, you're the type who charges into the storm. You act fast in a crisis, you bounce back quickly, and you don't get stuck dwelling on mistakes. But sometimes, you might ignore your own stress signals, or the burnout of your team. You may push so hard to move forward, you miss signs that others need more time to recover. If you're an influence, or I-style, optimism is your default setting, even in tough times. You bring energy, help people see the bright side, and are quick to reconnect after setbacks. But sometimes, you avoid digging into the tough problems, or gloss over issues with positivity when your team needs more realism. You might miss important lessons by moving on too quickly. If you're naturally a steadiness or S-style, you are the calm in the chaos, the person people lean on for support. You offer steadiness, help others through difficulty, and keep things running when the pressure's high. But you may internalize stress, find it hard to voice your own needs, or avoid conflict, even when it's necessary to move forward. And if you're a conscientiousness or C-style, you thrive on analysis and preparation. You dissect setbacks for every lesson, plan for potential problems, and create systems that help everyone bounce back. But sometimes, you can get caught in analysis paralysis, worry too much about what might go wrong, or set standards so high that it's hard to move forward quickly. Pause. So, where do you see yourself in these patterns? What resilience strengths are you ready to lean into? And what blind spots do you want to gently watch for the next time pressure rises? Pause. Remember, resilience is not built overnight. It's the slow, steady accumulation of habits, physical, mental, emotional, that allow you to recover your center again and again. Maybe for you, it's a daily walk, a mindful pause, or reconnecting with what energizes you most about your work. Maybe it's learning to spot the early warning signs of stress, or finally having the honest conversation you've been putting off. Or maybe it's as simple as making time to decompress, reflect, and reset, so you can return as your best self. Pause. And sometimes, real resilience means admitting when you're close to the edge. No leader is immune. If you notice fatigue, irritability, or a lack of joy, see that as valuable information, not a failure. That's your sign to reach for support, make a change, or share honestly with someone you trust. Pause. The best leaders also know that resilience is contagious. When you show your team that setbacks are not permanent, when you keep moving forward with composure, perspective, and a little humility, you give others permission to do the same. You become the steady hand in the storm, the example others look to when times get hard. Pause. So as you finish today's reflection, I want you to ask yourself, what is one gentle, practical thing you'll do to build your resilience this week? How will you recover, reset, and return to your best self after setbacks? And how can you use your natural DISC style, whether you're decisive, optimistic, steady, or analytical, to help yourself and your team thrive under pressure? Pause. Resilience isn't about never falling down. It's about always getting up and bringing others with you. Pause. Thank you for showing up today and for being willing to do this deeper work. If you want to personalize your resilience strategy, don't hesitate to reach out for a session. Let's build a toolkit for you to thrive, no matter what comes your way. Tomorrow, we'll explore how to turn resilience into a daily habit, so it becomes part of your leadership DNA, not just something you call on in a crisis. See you for day 9.